Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 29th of August, 2024. I can't believe it. We are in our last few days of summer. Not that I'm wishing away the year, of course, or even wishing away the summer because, well, let's face it, this year just hasn't been a success. We haven't really had a summer, in honesty. We've had a nice few days lately, but we just haven't really had a summer. And I think we've all been hoping for some good weather. It just hasn't come along. So now I think we're getting into that, or I personally am getting into that autumn mode where I'm prepping for the winter and doing everything I need to do for next year. And if we get some nice weather along the way, all the better, isn't it? It should be a good success. Now, for me, my attitude at the moment is I'm all about trying to make it a success for next year. As I've said quite often on the podcast, I'm getting the allotment ready for the winter, in that unless there's anything going to be growing in the beds, everything's being cleared out, and we're going to be sowing green manures pretty much. Now, I was down on the allotment earlier today, funnily enough. I was out there just I planted out some more brassicas into some empty beds and was mowing the grass. And while I was doing it, I realised just how much I need to do to get it in shape. It's not a huge problem. It just means that I need to knuckle down throughout the autumn and get on with it and get it ready for winter. That's beds cleared of weeds, green manure sown, autumn sowings made, autumn planting made. I've still got problems with my neighbours when I haven't been on their plot. That's going to cause me a lot of issues, but I can't do anything about that. So I've just got to make the most of it with everything that I have at the moment. My general perception at the moment, that obviously there's going to be brassicas and overwintered onions and garlic that are going to be planted out in certain beds. But any beds that are going to be empty, we're sowing green manures. Phacelia, clover, field beans, anything like that, just to try and make sure that they're in a better state for next year. And it should also help suppress any weeds. My general rule with any bed, if you can't have veg growing in it, then sow green manures. So, as it is a Thursday night, of course, and that means that I usually share my plans for the weekend. And as I was down on the allotment earlier, I was making my to-do list. One of the things I really need to do is just harvest my King Edward potatoes. My King Edward potatoes on the allotment never seem to do very well, but they've got areas that were dedicated for them. I'm going to dig those over and see if we have any remaining potatoes. I'm not expecting much out of them, to be honest with you. After that, I'm just tidying up all my beds, clearing away all weeds, any old plants or anything that isn't going to be growing. And in empty beds, as I've already said, green manures are going in. Do love my green manures. After that, we are then going to be tidying the edge alongside the road. This is just going to be a case of strimming the grass, cutting the comfrey, and basically we're going to get that area ready for winter work. It's always been, the edges on my allotment have always been a little untidy. There's a tree I want to take out, and I just want to get that area looking a little bit better and ready so we can put in some long, thin beds and possibly even some daffodils or things like that as well. Just to make it look a little bit better. Then at home, an area that I really, really need to tidy is around my compost bins area. We get quite a bit of overgrowth coming on from there. I have Dalek compost bins at home, and I always find the area where they are in to be a struggle to really keep tidy. I'm not sure what we're going to do about it. I've got a few ideas, actually. I might do straw bale gardening in that area next year because my compost bins are to the side of my entire garden. I put them there so they were a bit out of sight, but it is difficult to try and keep that area tidy. And as my neighbours have these climbers that seem to come over, great for compost material, not so great for keeping that area tidy. So just need to cut the overgrowth in that area. Cut the grass. I haven't done that for a couple of weeks because it's been wet, so I need to cut the grass. And then it's about prepping the garlic bed, clearing out of any weeds, adding some nutrition down, and just get that ready for our garlic and our overwintered onions that will be going in there. And then Also, I need to tidy out my shed once again. And I need to do this because I want to empty one of my other sheds. Now, I've got three sheds at home. I've got my podding shed, which is where most of my gardening work goes on. I've got my workshop, which is my woodworking and tool shed. And then I have this other shed that I put up when we first moved in this house. And it was basically for keeping all our petrol lawnmowers and petrol tools, so that they were in somewhere separate. But it's basically become full of junk at the same time. So I want to clear that out and remove that shed, because I want to lay a concrete base down there and put a shed cum greenhouse for seed sowing going in there. And then, talking of seed sowing, I'm going to be sowing lots of seeds as well. Pretty much all the time we are trying to sow seeds here. So that's a busy weekend ahead with just my plans. If you've got any plans for the weekend, then please do let us know. Now, we do not have any seeds to sow. We've sown all the seeds for August, but what we do have is seeds for September. And these are the seeds that will be making their way to you over the next week. They're going in the post on the weekend. It's another great lot for you, I've got to say. First of all, we've got a cabbage Durham Early. Now, this is a spring cabbage, which I've grown many, many, many times. It's quite a good, strong cabbage, actually. Good flavour, grows well throughout the winter, and comes back quite well in the spring. You can actually use it for spring greens as well, if you do it in the right way. Added to that, we also got a spring onion, and this is a variety called White Lisbon. Now, this is a really hardy spring onion, actually. We can sow it. It can grow over the winter quite well. May need a bit of protection if it gets really cold, but actually, it's incredibly hardy, and we can sow that now and get a good load of spring onions growing over winter. I love spring onions. Again, they're something that we like to grow a lot of. Now, next, I have a mustard called Red Giant, and I grow this quite often. What I love is the tasty red leaves are really large and they look great on a plate. So I've actually got a row of this stuff already growing in my garden. It's so good. And I'm sure you guys are going to like it as well. Another really tasty mustard. Again, mustard is a good one for this cool end of the year. We've got a radish, a variety called White Icicle. Now, this is a good radish. Again, it actually is quite tolerant of cold. We sow it throughout September, and it'll probably be ready in October, November, to be honest with you. So we're not exactly going to be having it in the ground over winter, but we could. We could. Added to that, we've got a lettuce, and this is a variety called All Year Round. The name suggests we can sow it all year round. I use it as a cut and come again. I like my lettuces, as you know, and this is just another one that we can do that with. And then finally, we've got coriander. The variety is Confetti. Now, this is a lovely, frilly-leaved coriander. It looks absolutely fantastic. Looks a bit like dill, but it tastes of coriander, and it is absolutely lovely. And it's, again, all these we're going to be sowing throughout September. Along with the newspaper, our mini newspaper, that pack will be posted to you this weekend. So you should get it next week. Busy week, busy few weeks coming up, actually. So obviously this week is plain sailing. I've got next Friday off work, but I'm driving up to Mount Snowdon to climb Mount Snowdon on Saturday with the Bearded Growers and Lee and a few other gardening Instagrammers as our charity thing to get kids gardening into school. And then I'll be driving back from there on Sunday. I've got Monday off work to do the podcast. This is the following week now. Monday off to do the work for the podcast. And then Tuesday, Glee, which is a gardening event. More aimed at garden centres, but it's a good event. It's a busy few weeks is what I'm saying. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back on Sunday with another podcast for you. And of course, Monday, we will have a good podcast as well. That one's very nearly finished with the scripting, to be honest, or the planning, I should say. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.